Welcome to episode 244 of Tito de Gala Bookmakers. I'll be talking about fiction in minute two. But first, let's check out this week's bookbinder. There's a bookbinder in Hong Kong. I don't know how to pronounce her name, but she's active on Instagram and Twitter. And her name is S-I-U-Y-U-E-T-T Tang. Tang? And she goes by S-I-U-Y-U-E-T-T. Siyut? I have no idea. There is a video about her on YouTube called Documentary of a Hong Kong Craftsman, and then her name, Siyut the Bookbinder. It's about 5 minutes with no words, just music. And it's her making a book. And also on Twitter and Instagram, you can see many of her creations. Quite good, quite exciting, and worth looking at. I wish I could pronounce her name. S-I-U-Y-U-E-T-T, the bookbinder. Check her out. But the question arises, what have I been doing in my bookbinding life? And other than moving my studio from one place to another and getting it organized and working out, I have just mulled in two blank notebooks. I haven't cased them in, but I've mulled them, and it's a different kind of binding for me. It's called perfect, which means I just put glue on the edge with scrap paper. The paper was came with a legal document from the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service of America. And a lot of pages were blank, except for the phrase, this page intentionally left blank. I have cut them in half, and then I glued up one edge. It's perfect binding. We're going to see what happens. That's what I've been doing in my bookbinding life so far this week. Now, what have I been doing in fiction? In fiction, I am continuing to edit Steely November. It's getting towards the end, but I am improving it. I am making characters stronger, and I hope I'm getting the plot built out. And it's taking me too much time because I've discovered today that I'm doing two things at the same time. I am writing it, and I am organizing it on InDesign, which means I'm making sure the font and the size and everything, the pictures, there's lots of pictures, there's lots of little doodads that I've created that I put in it, so the reader has something to look at other than the words. I'm organizing that, and I'm writing at the same time. Maybe I should do one or the other. I think I should write it and finish it, because I kind of like it. I like the way it's going, and I have to finish it. If I finish it, then I can do all the other things, because every time I change words, then the little art things and the little doodads and the drop caps, everything move. So I have to go back and check it again. So I should just finish writing it and get it done with. That's what I've been doing in fiction, is writing Stealing November. Stealing November is, of course, about a high school student who goes to the Congo and gets involved in a lot of violence and then comes back to America and becomes a book collector, bibliophile. And his adventures in book collecting and selling get him involved in people who have also been in the Congo, and leads to his divorce and whatnot. That's what I've been doing in fiction, editing and writing and setting up a book at the same time. I'm going to start just concentrating on writing. And in bookbinding, I have made my first perfect binding, which may or may not come out perfect. In any case, thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon.